The Finnish educational system is often viewed as one of the best. What are the secrets? And what can we learn? Professional meets student with our guest, Olli Tuum. Olli, welcome. In the Netherlands, the Finnish educational system is often viewed as one of the best, actually, in the whole world. What makes it so? What makes it the best?
Due to the international interest from all around the world, we have even started to think about the characteristics of the excellence by ourselves. And I have to disappoint you already in the beginning, because we don't know only one reason for that. Of course, it is a complex thing. And we think that many different kinds of factors contribute to the quality of our educational system, from the basic education to higher education. First, I think that the most important one is that the education in a broader terms is highly appreciated in Finland. So people from different kinds of backgrounds, in different kinds of positions in the society, from different kinds of political parties, we all think that education is the most important resource that you can have as a human being. And because it is such, we have to support our children, our young generation and adults in the best possible way.
We are going to talk about this for the next 20 minutes, about the Finnish educational system. But we're not going to do it with the two of us. I have a sidekick next to me, the critical student Jasmine Verhuls. Jasmine, you're very welcome.
Hi.
What do you think actually about your Dutch student? What do you think about the Dutch educational system? Do you think it's actually good when you compare it to the Finnish, or...?
Yeah, well, I've never been to Finland to study, so I wouldn't know how it is over there. But I think the Dutch college system is pretty good, actually. You have a lot of choices what to study. They're experimenting with flexibility of part-time studying still. So I think they're getting on pretty well.
Ali, what do you think about the Dutch? Do we do it good in here?
Yes, I think that you have many good characteristics in your system. And as far as I know, based on my collaboration with Dutch researchers and colleagues in some sectors in higher education, my impression is that your education is strong, international, taking into account multiple needs of students with different backgrounds. Teacher education, what I know maybe most deeply, so the qualities and quality of research and quality of practices is really, really good.
What can we learn from you?
I think that what you can learn from us, and I think that the whole world can learn from Finland is that when we do changes or agree on the curricula, both in basic education and in higher education, it is a really collective process. And it is a process that many different parts and stakeholders in the society, in university and in schools, they contribute. And it is so that we negotiate for quite a long time when we do this kind of big decisions. So we listen to researchers, we listen to students, we listen to teachers, administrations, education and politicians, and their viewpoints, and even the needs from the working life, even thoughts from parents. So multiple different kinds of people and persons can contribute.
You listen to everybody.
Yes.
And can you give an example of something that changed over the last couple of years, what you just described, because of listening to different people in the society?
These different kinds of opinions are taken into account and taken seriously when we do changes in our educational system. So I can't say any single detail because they are all merged in the curriculum process and in education planning and how we implement education, so that different viewpoints are heard and thought that how should we progress with these things further.
I think that it's very very good that you listen to everybody, but it also makes changes very slow, right? It takes a long time before something changes because you have to listen to every party. Isn't that a negative side effect?
Yes, of course. We make small changes during the course of the during 3 to 5 years. So the process or the curriculum is not agreed for like 10 years or so, but the small changes are done in the middle. But the big picture we decide together, and the big, like the most important things and like the cornerstones we decide and discuss together. They are so closely related to the values that people have, and I think that those are the things we really need to agree together. And we also need to remember that although we want rapid changes and rapid differences to happen and made through education, so learning and teaching are slow processes. And it takes time when people learn and learn to know and know things and do things differently. So rapid changes expected from education, so I don't think that it's possible.
I was actually wondering, is it easy in Finland for young people or even adults to go to college financially? Is it?
Yes, yeah? It is one of the good things in Finland. So, and it is related to the appreciation of education and our value basis in Finland, because all education is free for students from basic education until the end of doctorate.
So there's no loan or no
so students
you have to pay back.
Students don't have to pay anything of their education.
Wow,
that's better than helping.
And they are even at university level and in other higher in applied higher education. They are even provided support financially for their living and for their housing, so that they can manage with the studies.
So actually, can you say that everyone studies in Finland? There are no limits for people with low income, or
no? And that's I think that one of the most important things, and that produces equity and equality to the society. And it doesn't depend on your background or your parents that how much you can study or you can't. So it is only based on your own interest, own motivation, own willingness to study and your capabilities, and the rest is like, so that all the possibilities are provided.
Sounds amazing, actually. When I listen to that, can you tell me something about how flexible the Finnish schooling system is? The flexibility.
Do you mean in basic education or in higher education?
Higher education, yes.
It depends. According to my view, it is relatively flexible, but there are differences in the fields. If you are learning to become a lawyer, teacher, doctor, so there are regulations coming from the law that you have to complete and study as part of your studies and pass. But we have also degrees on a more generalistic areas, like researcher in humanities or social sciences, that are not tied to a certain profession. So there we have more freedom provided in our curricula for our students. But basically, there are flexibility in all degree programs, that students can have some choices, or they can choose where they want to specialize in their studies, although they would like to become doctors in the future. So they can make the choice.
They make their own path.
Yes. They have certain compulsory studies in the beginning, and especially in the bachelor program. But then when they continue to the master level, so they, in many fields, they choose the master program more relevant for their interests and their own strengths and their willingness to to continue.
So they all have the same basic.
Yes.
But after that, they're gonna build their own, by their own interests, their own.
Yes, and this is related to the recent degree reform that we have done in our University of Helsinki, so that we have broad bachelor programs, only 32 at the whole University of Helsinki, and then we have 61 master programs where students continue after the studies in bachelor programs.
Let's talk further about the University of Helsinki, because you described it as learning focused. What do you mean? What do you mean with that? Because every school should be learning focused, right?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe you know the tradition of higher education, and especially in the strong research intensive university, and there has been in the past tendency to emphasize the subject and teach according to the logic of the subject. And of course, it is still important, but it can be thought by taking into account a student's learning process. How students learn, how should we make the courses and design the courses in a way that we support student learning of subject, student learning of skills that are relevant for their future career, student learning of generic skills related to their domain and subject-specific knowledge and skills. So it is a different kind of logic of thinking about teaching if you compare subject-focused or learning-focused approach.
So how does a day for a student look like at the University of Helsinki? Is it different than here?
I think that not very much different in a bigger picture, but it is quite difficult to say that how and in which details it actually differs. So what is the difference in our case compared to yours is that the students have to apply to university studies. And it is one of the things that we are redesigning at the moment, so that after the upper secondary, they have to apply to bachelor programs and master programs at university. And that is in the progress of changing due to the fact that there are some students who spend several years after the upper secondary before they can continue the studies at university, because they apply and apply, but they can't get in.
Why is it a rule now? Why do students have to apply? What's the idea behind that?
To map their interests and strengths and on different fields and disciplines, so they are not all linked to the subject they study at upper secondary, and I don't even know all the historical reasons why it has been so.
But doesn't this discourage youngsters to go to college if they get denied over and over again?
Yes, and that is the reason why it is in the process of change. And we are thinking about different kinds of routes to university, taking into account upper secondary and matriculation examination grades into account, and applying different kinds of entrance exams instead of a huge amount of books to be read immediately after they have finalized their matriculation examination.
Mm. Yeah, sounds a bit the same as what we have here. Before you go to college, you have to do a test instead of just... They don't look only at your marks, but they also go do a test apart from that and go have a conversation with you about your motives. And I think that it is here a very good example of how to filter who to let into your study and who is just, you know, not really interested.
Mm.
No, I think it's better here because we have a loan here, because students don't want to study for 8 years, because then they have to pay $60,000 back to the state, because they don't have the freedom anymore like they have in Finland to choose and make the wrong choice, because when they make the wrong choice they already have a debt of $4,000 when they begin. So I think it's different here, actually. I don't know. Do you think we should scrap the student loan? Do you think it's a bad idea?
I think that it is not very easy issue to solve, that say yes or no, because it has that kind of effects as you mentioned, because it is reality that we all are human beings, and if we are committed to complete something, whatever the reason is behind, so we don't do so. But if we are provided extensive freedom without any like requirements, of course it is not as that in Finland as well, but still there are pros and cons in different systems, and it is these issues are linked to so many other factors that you can't easily say that yes it is good or no it is bad.
No, it's not that black and white.
Yeah.
Back to the University of Helsinki. What do I learn as a student to get prepared for the 21st century?
You will have a strong, if you complete your degree in our university, you will have a strong expertise in domain-specific knowledge and skills. And more you will have a strong expertise in generic skills like critical thinking, problem solving, collaboration, skills to utilize digital tools in collaborations.
So life lessons, actually.
Yes, and experience from working life since the beginning of your studies. So, and you can think the relevance of your degree, relevance of your expertise, of your interests towards the things that you are doing, and take them into account in your choices that you are going to make during your studies.
I was wondering, because here in the Netherlands, if you finish your study, it gets way more expensive to do a second one after that. Is that easier in Finland or at the University of Helsinki?
Yes, it has been easier, but it is changing due to the fact that we have started to think about the realities and like resources, and it is already a huge thing that you are paid or you don't have to pay for your studies at all, or you are even provided financial support for your living and your housing. So there are restrictions now. Coming in. They are not yet there, but still we are talking about them. And also so that students have to complete 50 ECTS per year, academic year, and complete their degree during 6 or 7 years instead of spending like 15 years or more at university. Yeah. And I think that it is good thing, because you will continue learning when you go to the profession. You can change your career later, and our current bachelor and master programs in certain areas or certain fields are such that you can like do multiple kinds of choices and change the course of your studies in between.
So it's easier to switch after 1 or 2 years.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And when you are thinking about the master program, where you are continuing after the bachelor, so you can make different kinds of choices.
We talked about what we, the Dutch, can learn from you, but are there any things the Finnish schooling system can learn from us? Are there any things that you walk here and see that you think from, oh, that's actually very good. Why don't we do that?
My impression is that your openness to new ideas, willingness to test and think about different kinds of alternatives in terms of teaching methods, pedagogies, and digital tools. I think my impression is that you are more open to that. So, and I think that we, especially in certain fields, could learn more about that kind of attitude, that nothing very serious happens if you think and try something new and then realize that maybe this was a good idea, this was not so good idea, and maybe we do something else.
More experimenting.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and the other thing, I think, again, my impression is that you are more connected to the surrounding society and collaborate more with like societal partners, especially in teacher education programs, my experience and deep deeper understanding and expertise is on that field. And on that field I have been collaborating. So I have been impressed about the pedagogical arrangements that you have and societal things that your teacher education students do.
So we can learn a lot from each other, actually.
Yes.
So we can talk more with the countries, but later. Thank you very much. Audi Toon.
Thank you.